After the podcast, whenever you hear the closing jingle, don't stop. Don't stop. Let it keep going because we got a bunch of extra stuff coming up after. Ad exec Ross Martin from Known. He does like NFL, HBO, all that, talking about Super Bowl commercials that he's a part of and a way for you to win some really cool things. Also, Darius Rucker is going to be on the podcast as well. So much to stick around for. Again, that's right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Thank you to our sponsor this week, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They sponsor the podcast more often than not. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always being there for us. I'm going to visit you in a moment because I need to get some windshield wipers. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. And we have a new gold, everybody. We have a new gold.
Oh, it's one of my new favorites.
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
Probably changed. She's like the meme from Titanic, you know, the lady. It was 84 years ago.
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
So great.
Carson wasn't in whenever she called, so it doesn't mean as much to her as it does to us.
But you heard it now, and that should mean a lot, and that's great.
It's pretty adorable.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
Gets me every time.
No.
Gets me every time.
She hangs on it, man. No. It's just so beautiful. There's a lot going on there. So let's discuss a couple things. We have the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. And we did the Egg Bowl, as we have done 21 prior times. And out of the 21 previous Egg Bowls, the eggs have been right 17 times. So the odds are they're going to be right again for this 22nd attempt at the Egg Bowl. Just letting you know, Tampa cracked. The way the Egg Bowl works is whatever egg we put in the microwave that doesn't explode.
Bleed into the podcast?
No. People care.
Didn't talk about this enough.
People care.
Today and yesterday on the radio show.
Basically, take these two eggs as we've done for 20 years and put them in the microwave. 22 years now. Put them in the microwave, and whichever one does not blow up first is going to be the winner. And Kansas City will win the thing, which is crazy because I really thought that, you know, with the whole Brady storyline, it's the GOAT, man. Mm. And you think that he's going to walk away with another Super Bowl victory, but the eggs have said, no, 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 Senor Brady, sit down.
How many Tom Brady Super Bowls have the eggs called correctly?
Oh, somebody asked me that this morning, and I tried to figure it out because, I mean, it's a long way, but we've gotten a few of them right.
Yeah, they were wrong for the Atlanta one, the 28-3.
Yeah.
They were wrong about that one, but it looked like, and everybody was like, oh, the eggs were right because Atlanta was up 28-3, about to go into the fourth quarter.
So the eggs went to bed early. Yeah. That was why.
Maybe.
The psychic ability of the eggs.
The eggs did say that the Giants would win the 2007 season, the Super Bowl, in January of 2008. And we were all like,
no way.
This is over. Mm-mm. Yeah, Patriots are undefeated. Giants are going to get creamed. Nope.
Here comes my boy Eli.
That was the catch, right? The helmet catch and everything? Yeah, that was
that's
crazy.
That's still one of the best Super Bowls. I mean, there have been some good ones.
I don't know, man. Watching as a Saints fan, watching Atlanta completely collapse and lose that 28-3 lead was one of the funniest and greatest things ever. So I'm sorry if you're a Falcons fan and you're watching this. We can be friends after football season, but right now we go to war. Sorry, okay. Who dat?
Well, neither one of you has a
team,
person on the side.
Hey, now wait a minute. I'm very sad because my team is about to just totally relaunch because Drew's going to retire and it's done. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I went to the Super Bowl. It's one of my favorite memories ever of all time. My buddy Craig just shared the memory on Facebook. Going to the Super Bowl, actually being at the game, was such a cool experience. I mean, it was amazing. It was magical. And I almost didn't go because I don't like crowds.
Yep. I remember I was like, dude, are you kidding? And you've got to go.
You were like, man, you've been waiting your whole life for this. Go.
You're going to regret if you don't.
So we went. We had a phenomenal time. And again, I'll tell you, the craziest thing is while everybody at home is watching commercials and laughing and getting drunk and eating, you know, chips and wings and all that kind of stuff, inside the stadium, this is what we hear.
In case of a chemical attack, please do not jump over the side rail of the da-da-da-da. In case of an explosion, da-da-da-da-da-da.
They give you all these instructions over the PA about all the terrible things that are about to happen.
Great.
All the ways you're going to die.
In case of a virus.
Oh, we already have that one, don't we?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy the things. Like, I was like, what in the world? And they would do it every commercial break. You guys got to laugh at some Clydesdales doing fun stuff. And we had to sit there and go, well, when's the bomb going to go off? It was weird.
So if you're not familiar with where the Superdome is in New Orleans, Superdome and the New Orleans Arena, where the basketball team plays, are right next to each other. And that whole area was surrounded by like a 12-foot tall fence. I got tickets to a concert at the arena the night before the Super Bowl, like the Saturday night Super Bowl party concert live on TV, big thing they did. It was February of 2002. The Patriots were playing the
And this is basically
Rams.
Right after 9/11.
Right. This is the first Super Bowl after 9/11. And we had to go through it was the most intense security I've ever seen. It was insane.
It was the same thing.
National Guard guys standing around with loaded freaking machine guns, the whole thing.
What kind of gun was it?
I have no idea. Big, scary gun.
When people go machine guns,
I was going, okay.
Okay. It was what kind of, it was black.
One dude had a rocket launcher, man. I'm just saying.
A bazooka.
It was a bazooka.
Bazooka.
He had a bazooka.
Bazooka's the old school thing of...
World War II.
Bazooka. Yeah, man, Bazooka Man was one of my favorites.
Out of the little green army man?
I liked him, and I also liked the crawling guy.
Yeah, the crawling guy was one of the best.
He was, man.
And the guy he was in action.
And the guy, the most multi-used green army man was the hand grenade guy. Because you can use him as he was throwing a hand grenade, or you could use him as though he just got shot. And then, he was the most flexible out of all the army men.
He had multiple roles.
Are you guys like 70 years old? You're talking about playing with green army men?
Dude, my son played with green army. They still make them. It's like still a thing.
I know, but it's like the cheapest old man toy.
Dude, do you ever have a rock?
I used to have a rock.
I played with dirt. Dude. I'd be like, awesome. This dirt is special dirt. This is magic dirt.
Did y'all make mud pies?
We did not make.
No,
no, we
no
did.
I did not.
We
that,
totally
no.
did.
Yeah.
I ate one once.
Of course you did.
I won the sandbox.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, everybody did. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of money. So we play. I remember I begged and begged and begged my mom and dad to get me the Yoda figure after Return of the Jedi. And I got it, and I lost it on Empire Strikes Back. I'm sorry. I was just, my brain was like, I'm thinking about the Yoda character. My brain completely checked out because it was the Yoda with the fabric robe. Yeah. And which apparently now
I remember
would
this.
Be worth a ton
Man,
of
I know.
Money.
It was like a little piece of...
It was a little brown piece of cloth.
Yeah.
It was, I mean,
like burlap almost. Kinda.
It wasn't even burlap. It was kind of like feltish.
Yeah,
almost.
I remember exactly what it was like. Yeah, you're right.
But so, I had that Yoda, and I first day we had this big, my dad would get, every so often, he would get these big loads of dirt dumped off at our house so we could level our yard because, you know, you had to do that. So I'm playing in the big pile of dirt. And somehow I did a collapse of some sort. I'm like, ooh, this is what happened to you, Yoda. And I lost it. Never found it. It's somewhere in my yard. It's been spread around filling a hole somewhere. And it makes me so sad that this Yoda is still there.
All right, I pulled up the 34 toys you'll totally remember if you were a kid in the 80s.
Okay.
Cabbage Patch, mm-hmm. Big Wheel.
Yep.
Big Wheel, remember that?
Yep.
Star Wars characters. Bob, they don't have Yoda. They have all the other ones. Munchachi?
Munchachi.
Cheese.
I don't know what that is.
I don't
have that. Pound Puppies, Teddy Ruxpin, who was creepy. Micro Machines.
The commercials for Micro Machines were the best, with the guy who talked real fast.
I had some Micro Machines.
My Little Pony. Oh, Simon. Simon Says. Oh. Remember the Simon game with the Fisher Price Little People Farm?
Mm-hmm. I had the Little People.
I don't know that.
Light Bright. I loved Light Bright. Oh, it's so great.
My daughter had a Light Bright. I mean, they still have that thing.
But there was always that one, like, you just never had enough red or something. Like, you'd be short two bulbs, and so the clown nose wouldn't get done.
Fisher Price Medical Kit.
I remember that. It came with a plastic stethoscope.
Yes, it does. I remember. That's right.
It actually worked pretty well. It was like a yellow plastic.
Yes.
It's yellow.
And it had blue things on it.
I'm looking. That's weird. But you don't know. You can't remember, you know, what time you're supposed to pick your kids up. No. Popples? Was that a thing?
Yeah, Popples. They folded inside themselves.
Yeah.
They're little toys that.
So it was like Pillow Pets before Pillow Pets were a thing?
Yeah, it was like they kind of came with their own fabric case. So basically, it was just you turned them into a big ball and then took the fabric.
Bake oven. Viewmaster. You guys remember having the Viewmaster that you would look up and click it and see all the things?
Yeah.
Snoopy snow cone machine.
Oh.
Listen, that thing is legit, man.
I always wanted one of those.
I've never even seen one in the wild.
The girl that lived across the street had the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Oh, she was rich. Oh, man. Her parents loved her.
Okay. This was one of my favorite toys. It's a handheld electric toy, and it had different games that you could play on it. It was called a Merlin, and it looked like an old-style touch-tone phone.
I do remember it. It had a blue shield thing on the top.
Red. It's all red.
Okay.
And you could play different games with it. Tic-tac-toe, memory game, puzzles, all kinds of stuff. The handheld football game, which I have now in this other studio.
From Tiger Electronics.
They made them again.
Speaking of things they make again, they make Snoopy snow cone machine. $38 comes with it's a gift pack. Comes with two packs of refills. Just saying, anyone who wants to have some snow cones.
Okay, we don't. But Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Yeah,
love those. So Speak and Spell.
Yeah,
was it Speak and Spell what they used in ET to call home?
I think so. Yeah.
Atari 2600, Transformers, He-Man. Jim and the Holograms.
Do you know how much He-Man toys go for, by the way?
Really?
Oh, I was having a listener messaged me on Twitter the other night about it because he's clearing out his attic. And he's like, you know, do you know how much these were worth? I go, I don't know, but put them up because people want them. I sold a new inbox, some He-Man toy for $250 that I got an estate sale for $10. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I had just found it. And I was like, I'll just pick this up because I'm sure. I was like, I bet I can make 30. The bidding went insane.
Didn't you tell me that wrestling figures are worth like a ton of money now?
Yeah, depending who you've got. If you've got those old WWF, people want them.
So I was at my mom and dad's house not too long ago. And, you know, they live out in the woods, basically. They're in the mountains. And we went to some flea market out there, and there was a table with a ton of wrestling figures, old WWF guys, not WWE, WWF, but they weren't in the cases. They weren't in anything.
Doesn't matter. Loose figures are fine. If you can get them for about $1 a piece, you will make at least $2 off them. You'll at least double your money.
Really?
But some of them, oh my gosh, I've seen figures from the 80s that are just loose and beat up go for $99.
Well, I am going to their house this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go visit them this weekend. And if they're still there.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
send me pictures and then I'll give you cash.
I tried, but the problem is they're in the mountains and the pictures don't get out.
Well, call me and tell me what the figures are.
I try, but they don't have cell service.
Just bring them.
It's crazy.
If they're $1 a pop, I'll take the gamble.
Okay, so
offer them $1 each. Okay, which is a decent. I think that's a fair price.
I'll take the whole thing, $1 each, and okay.
Mm-hmm. We had a yard sale when I was like 13, and I sold all of that stuff.
Yeah,
for $1 a piece.
I actually tried to text you when I was there, and I sent you a picture, and it never got out. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, what's a good price to ask for this?
Yeah.
Can you guys still remember the smell of strawberry shortcake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The character. It was like mixed. It was kind of strawberry, but also plasticky.
Strawberry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about
I love that. I wish we could get a candle that smells like strawberry shortcake, the figures.
My parents don't know this, but I decided my strawberry shortcake doll needed air one day, and I put her next to my screen window. I had the window open, and they had the screen, but I decided the screen was blocking the window, like the wind flow, so I opened the screen as well. 15 minutes later, my dog is on the roof. And my mother's, and this is a 100-pound Great Pyrenees. My mother's outside screaming at the dog.
Like, how did the dog get on the roof?
Right, and then finally she gets the dog back in and like, why was your window open? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Because even at 6 years old, I realized that I was really stupid and opened a window for the doll to get air.
Was that you?
That was him.
Yeah, that was weird. You did that voice? Also, a spirograph. Those were the little.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Those seemed like they were going to be fun. And then after like 2 minutes, you're like, well, this is.
I'm just going in circles. What do I do?
But they look really cool on the commercials. See, that's also something I think that, you know, I watch like, I'll put it on Nickelodeon from time to time because they'll have good cartoons on. And, you know, same thing with Cartoon Network. The cartoon, I mean, the channels commercials that they run now just aren't as cool as like the old commercials were.
Yeah,
it's not as fantastical. I don't know. Like, remember the shoes that were supposed to make you run faster? Zips,
dude. Zips. Yes.
I asked her for Adidas, and she got me Zips.
Yeah,
Zips, man. Do you guys remember the? They were shoes that had. I think they were called.
Heelys?
Capas?
Oh, I like Heelys.
And they had two...
The kangaroo?
No, these had... Like, you would tie them at the top like you normally do shoes. And then halfway down, you tied them again. So it looked like you had two... Well, you did. You had two bows on each. So you had four total. You had two bows on each...
Were they high tops?
No, they were low tops. It was just... So it just had two separate...
Capas,
I thought. Shoes with.
I'm looking.
Two.
I swear capa made my cheerleading shoes, but I may have a really bad one.
I'm only getting like old people shoes.
With two. What do we call that? How would you look that up? Shoes with two.
Capa shoes.
Two sets of laces. That's it.
They were cheerleading shoes.
Those were called, man, I don't know. Don't see them. That's so weird. I distinctly remember having those.
K-A-E-P-A, is that it?
Yeah. That's the brand, but.
It says double laces. I don't know what this means, but I can't pull up a big picture.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that is it. Capa. And they're showing double laces, like two bows on them.
I just pulled up an image, because I Googled that, but an image came up. For the purple and turquoise Jordans that I had when I was in eighth grade. And man, why don't I still have those? None of those went to Goodwill.
What do you think those are worth?
I don't even want to know. The thing is, they were just cool.
Carson has this wonderful side hustle. Are you still doing it?
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about it much like on the show.
I made $1,000 last month.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. I did a lot of thrifting over the Christmas holiday. So.
If you are looking for cool vintage like concert t-shirts and things like that, just really cool wear, I guess. How do they find you? It's Colts Tooth?
On eBay, it's Colts Tooth Vintage.
Colts Tooth, one word?
I think if you just type in Colts Tooth, it comes up.
Okay. And then are you still doing the other shop too? Or
Poshmark?
No? Yeah.
Yeah, there's stuff listed there. Man, we haven't made a sale in months. I think my partner is slacking on it. Like, I'm in charge of the thrifting and getting, she's supposed to be manager. Poshmark is like a social network. It's so stupid. You have to like people and interact. And like, Poshmark gives you instructions on how you should ship your items. Wrap it neatly, include a note, and perhaps a gift.
A gift?
Are you kidding me? You just bought something off me and I'm supposed to give you something? How about like transaction is completed? You don't get a gift when you go to Walmart. Like, come on, man.
I would like it if they gave me a gift.
No, well, of course. I had some chick leave me like a negative review because like didn't use enough tissue paper. You bought a blazer. Like it wasn't like this was going to break, ma'am.
So I do want to mention this too. My diet is off the table starting as soon as we are done with this podcast until Monday when I return back to work.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to
get some...
going to mom's house, so we're going to be eating mama food. My sister's going to be there grilling. And
your sister grills?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, she's actually...
That's great.
No, she's actually really good.
No, she's not.
No, she does the... No. She does the... what you call it? The little thing where you put it in the ice chest with the little stick that heats it up?
Sous vide.
Sous vide, she does that before she ever throws them on the grill itself.
Because then she's not grilling.
No, she does that first.
No, she's not grilling. Okay. That she's cooking it, sous vide it, and then she's only doing that to sear it and to brown it.
It's really good that way.
Dude, is it steaks?
No, she's doing like all kinds of stuff, like ribs and a bunch of. She just does all kinds of stuff.
Don't sous vide ribs, people.
Dude,
you
she
smoke
does
smoke ribs, and you sous vide steaks. Unless I tell you, man, sous vide is the best way to do steaks, in my opinion, and I've done them. Always. I've smoked them. I have put them in the oven first and then sear. I've seared and then put in the, I've done reverse. I have done them just straight on a cast iron skillet. I've done all the ways almost. And when you sous vide it, I sous vide was, I guess it's probably a month ago. I sous vide steaks, some fillets for 48 hours. 48
at what temperature?
Hours. 191 is the preferred for
And that you could do anything because like they use that because there's always a bunch of meat. They use their ice chest that they just have one that
it's a great
converted.
Way to, yeah, and so you just take however. I've seen people do it in kiddie pools.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And so for like a ton of meat
for like a lot, yeah, and also kind of a joke too. But yeah, you can do it. Whatever it just it you have to put a top on it where that water is going to heat up and it's going to evaporate off.
Right.
So what a lot of people do the cheap way, if you don't have if it's like something big like that, is you take ping pong balls and you throw ping pong balls in there. And so when that evaporation comes up, it clings to the balls and then goes back down into the water. Or you can put like saran wrap on top of it. Or
so you do the sous vide for 48 hours with the steaks.
Yeah,
and they're in like some little Ziploc or something like that.
Yeah, you can do. You've got to try and get it. You want to get as much air out of the bag as you can. You can use like regular freezer bags. I'm bougie, and so I use vacuum seal bags.
Yeah, that's what she does.
And
can you say bougie again? That was good. I'm coming out of your mouth. It was really unusual.
I'm bougie.
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
And you put whatever seasonings you want on the meat and then seal it up. And the great thing is that you can take those and freeze them. So I'll buy in bulk and I'll freeze that stuff. And then when you want it to cook, you just throw it in the water frozen and it adds about 45 minutes to your time. But within a couple hours or so, dude, it's great. You can eat it then. I like to take mine a little bit further. And the thing is, it doesn't overcook your meat. It's just breaking down the connective tissues in the meat.
So it makes it super tender and all that.
Super tender.
Yeah, I haven't had. I don't think I've had a sous vide steak yet. I don't know. My brother is like he's been saying that. Oh, this is the only way to ever eat a steak. If you ever once you do it once, you will never want a steak done any other way.
Yeah, he's right.
And I need to experience that.
It's really great.
Why don't you bring it in and we do that for 48 hours? We set it up here in the studio.
Just let it cook.
Let it cook, and then
I've got a container that will.
I've got my hot plate that'll go to several hundred degrees, and we can sear it on there once it's done.
No, I have a torch.
Can you go back to your bougie thing?
I have a huge torch that I use, and it's super cool looking.
So you just burn it?
You don't burn it. You brown it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with a torch.
Before or after you sous vide it?
I do it after.
Okay.
Some people do it before, but.
All right, I'm in. I don't care.
But you do it after. You just let it cook for a couple of days. There are people who will cook it for a week. But after a while, it's you need a kind of response in the mouth, you know, the resistance to food.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not right, you know, the consistency can be gross. If it's
like,
over,
like it'll be like a steak shake. Yeah.
It'll be like, it just kind of, you know, just
mushy.
Yeah, a little.
That's whatever, man.
But
this is how I make sure I eat steak when I'm 90 years old. And
you just load them up, man. You have a time.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's actually really great for like old people who haven't been able to eat a steak in forever. You can reintroduce them this way. And they can have their first steak in 2 decades.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, that's a great way. If you get a bunch of people, that's a great way to do a very well cooked steak in mass. Is putting it in a big, like a ice chest, and then letting it go and just let it do its thing. And you don't have to do two days. You can do like an hour.
I'm very serious about this. I would like to try it, and you could do it as part of the show, and we'll do a little video and everything.
I've got a Joule. That's the Joule is the brand I have, and it connects to your phone, and you select your temperature. You turn it on, and you what are you cooking? I'm doing chicken. I'm doing beef. Or you're doing pork, whatever. And you set the temperature by – it shows you pictures of how you like your meat. Do you like your steak to look like this, 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 this? And those are all temperatures. And so you go, oh, I like that. And so it sets it at that degree, that temperature. I do medium for you guys and let it go. And then I'll sear it with the torch. It's such a fun experience. You guys are going to love it.
I have a fire extinguisher right here.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
We got a fireman, a fire extinguisher.
Dude, I'll put here's what we'll do. I'll put on all of my gear. And I won't pack up because I don't have a pack in the car. But, you know, I do have all my gear with me. So whenever you're doing the torch, I will be standing by with a fire extinguisher in all of my gear. See, that'd be great for the video. Or not.
Yeah. No one wants to do that but you. Look, I'm a fireman still.
Look at me.
You know what would be great? I'll go get my gear and put it on.
Wait. Bob is a fireman?
No, we have a fireman?
You're never going to believe this.
What are all of our... What are we? Like, if we were all, like... you know, so he's a fireman. What would Patrick be? He would be a...
I don't know where we're going with this.
A game show host.
What?
A gambler.
Yeah, gambler. You'd be a professional poker player and gambler. Like, yeah, just professional gambler. You got it right first. What about Carson? What would she be?
Carson should work at QVC. Carson is being wasted here.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Carson
yes.
should absolutely be trying to sell us these
Carson,
scissors right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
What Carson, is she going to try and
sell us these scissors? Scissors?
Yes, go ahead.
Now, if you look at the ergonomic design of these purple, or well, we're calling them lavender, but you know what I'm talking about. These lavender grip, you will be able to cut through wrapping paper, or how many times do you pull a piece of salmon, and you've ordered the salmon, right? But you can get that on the QVC app. But when you open that, we have them in individually packaged mounts. So when you want to cut open that vacuum seal, you need scissors like this where the blade is sharp enough. But still, when you touch it with your hands, as long as they're shut, you're not going to cut yourself. So safety first.
So just, good. That's what she does.
Yeah. It's absolutely a waste.
QVC huckster.
Can we do videos with you selling our stuff in the
yes.
Big D and Bubba store?
What have we been
yes,
doing?
Let's yeah. do that.
Why are you not selling 17 gear?
Oh my gosh. Like, we are stupid.
I'm going to do this. That's, oh. yep.
Yeah. This is a yeah, wasted
post a Facebook
opportunity.
Video once a week of Carson selling a new piece of
okay.
stuff from
gonna
the store.
That. I'm going to do
and
it.
Big
so
D can
great.
Have graphics made and everything on
yes.
the bottom
full
where
on
it
QVC
ticks down,
style.
You know, only mm-hmm. four left, three, two.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have Jane from Connecticut. Jane, how do you love this 17 hat, Jane? This
well, first off, I went to school with her.
Oh, my gosh, Jane, I remember. Jane.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Hey, girl, hey.
So
good to hear from you. Now, Jane, I know that you've purchased these scissors in the past, but are you a repeat customer? Is there somebody else that you decided just needed to have these in your life?
I bought them for my girlfriend, then she loved them. And then I bought them for myself. And, of course, I was like, okay, I see what the thing is now. I love them, Carson. When are you getting back to Shimadoville, Connecticut, our hometown? When are you
well,
coming
Jane,
home?
I really hope to be there, but, you know, with the snow in the winter, I mean, you
I
feel
know.
Me. You've got your snow tires on, though, right?
I do. Okay. You know who I saw yesterday? At Walmart, I saw James Vanderbeek. He's back in town.
Well, good, because we know he has nothing else to do, right?
Oh, yes!
He's such a dream, isn't he? You remember when he played Jesus, Joseph, Mary, and the donkey in the Christmas pageant
this
at church?
This went to a very dark place.
Do you remember that? And how
James, no.
Yeah. He's doing great. He has a beautiful, beautiful wife. Have you seen her? She's gorgeous.
I have seen her pictures, and they're 86 million kids.
Uh-huh. They have lots of kids. Are they Catholic? I don't remember. Did they change
well,
or something?
Well, no. Remember, we went to the first... what was our church?
So, Carson is such a great...
First Congregational Church of Cheshire.
You are such a great BSer Cheshire. That honesty yeah. and truth tripped you up.
Yeah. Yeah. She was doing great when she was pulling it
out. I tell people that.
There.
I go, I'm a chameleon. I know a little bit about enough stuff that I can have conversations with people. Thank when you actually about it. Real, I'm like, mer.
There's no way you've ever gotten a speeding ticket. Right?
Yeah, I did once.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that was...
Well, I'll tell you this, though. Carson sitting at a poker table with a bunch of dudes who were all... She'd never played the game before and sat there and no one could tell. She's just faking her way through it. Absolutely. Keeping up with the table talk and the whole thing. Totally BSing it.
Are you, when you were like Googling poker terms?
Well, you can't have your phone out.
To the honest, this is hand I got true. I understand when you have like two, three, or four of a kind, right? Like mm-hmm. you might have aces or twos or something. I don't understand straights. I don't know what that means. Like, I know it's cards in order, but do they have to be the same suit? I don't know how any of that works. So I literally don't understand half of poker.
Mm-hmm. But she knew when she had three of a kind, and it was probably good because it usually is. And yeah.
Does she have a good poker face, or can you read her?
No, you can't read cards. No, because she doesn't know what
she has.
Because
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's hard to read. People don't know what's going on.
Stupid people. Is we're this hard to figure out.
Is this good? These are a bunch of A's on these.
I have an ace and four other cards that are all the same little pattern color thingy. That's good, right?
Oh, look, he's the king and she's the queen. Have y'all seen The Crown? It's so good.
I like the first two seasons better.
Yeah,
the
they changed the queen.
So is the Joker Prince Andrew? Which one is this?
Oh, my gosh.
What is D then? Are you the chef?
I don't know. Yeah. What am I?
Chef or candle maker, videographer? I don't know.
Big D is a host of an HGTV show. That's what he would be because he's a little bit of everything, you know, home and garden. He does the gardening thing. He's all into the preparation.
But see, I would put you on Food Network then because you would be able to take things out of your garden and put them so we could be we could really.
Doing it. Your show would be called Doing It Big.
My gosh. We're
big.
Done. Done.
I'm not even joking. So I'm not even kidding. Earlier today, in a break, I was looking up. I need to get my soil sampled for my front yard.
My gosh. Dude.
Because when
he has soil samples taken.
Right. Because we're coming up with the time, man. Late winter is when you need to be on top of your game on your yard.
But 10 years ago, D calling me on like a Sunday out of the blue. Hey, man, I'm thinking something's wrong. Have you winterized your yard yet? I don't even know what that means. To this day, I don't know what that means.
Everybody in my neighborhood has beautiful lawns. I have the worst lawn on the planet. It's patchy and splotchy and all that kind of stuff.
Your time.
No, this isn't my time. Because what I learned is when I first moved in there, I used to run the sprinklers and do all this and do all that. And you're fighting. You're fighting to grow grass that isn't even native to your yard. And you're trying to make this happen. And yeah, sure, it looks lush and green for a little while, but if you neglect it, it goes away really fast. Then you have to fight to get it back going. And what I learned is just let the natural grass that grows here grow here. And, you know, it may not look as pretty.
It doesn't.
And it doesn't feel as good either.
Yeah, who cares if it doesn't feel as good either?
Like when you're up outside.
Yeah, but why would I go through all these hoops and spend all this money? First of all, I don't cut my own grass. I have a guy who comes and cuts it. So he does several other yards. So why would I spend all this money to try to have this lawn that is lush and green and doesn't actually belong in my yard when he's bringing, because he's using the same mower from yard to yard to yard, he's bringing seeds from all these other, you know, grasses around town over. And it's just
that is true.
It's going to mix and it's just not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So I just let it happen.
That's why you need to cut your own grass.
I don't have time.
You know, when I was selling my house,
My man.
Get it.
Yes, he is.
I just went out and bought that green paint when I was selling my house that you can just spray on your lawn so it covers up the dead patches.
Did it look good?
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I was selling my house. I was like,
I would totally do. You know, the stuff they use now, the field turf that they use on football fields, I would totally go that way.
Oh, right?
If I could, I would. In a second, I priced it, and it was a lot of money. It was like a lot of money.
Well,
so I'm like, well, this isn't going
to
happen.
If you're listening, you're like, hey, D, I would like to do what all that is. Contact your local agricultural extension office, and they are more than happy. They can do a soil sample and tell you what you've got going on. Because if you don't know, first off, you need to know the size of your yard so that when you're doing the things you should be doing, you know what amounts to be doing it in. And then also know what's going on in your soil because that's important. Otherwise, you're going to be putting stuff on that you don't need
Overdoing it, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'll show myself out. Where'd everyone go? Hello?
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
Do you think she worries about her lawn? No, because she knows what's really important in the world, and her yard not important
her
at
yard
all.
Her yard looks amazing.
I bet
you think so?
Oh, I bet she is out there every day for hours.
I don't think the
with
grass,
her little gloves and her sun hat.
I don't think she wrestles with the grass, however. She might make the beds look wonderful, but I think she's like, you know what? Let the grass that God intended to be here be here.
I like to picture her with the weed killer in one hand and the little pistol that's on the end of it.
I got my
Roundup.
So
it's like, she's like, shh, like she's in there just every blade, figuring out like, no, you don't belong here, crabgrass.
I appreciate the confidence in me, but I've got to get back onto it. I've let it go over the last couple of years, and it shows.
We've let a lot of things go. Which I'm going to let it go this weekend.
Yeah, you are.
I am so excited, dude. I got a king cake for Mardi Gras for mom and dad. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that because it's a surprise.
Oh, man. It's gonna be good.
Nobody,
what kind you
nobody
get?
Say anything.
What kind is it?
I got blueberry cream cheese.
Oh, that's the best. That's a good one. That's a good call. That's the best.
Yes, and I got it from my hometown grocer. So I had it. Sent from Canadas. It's like just the place that was right across the street. So instead of being the ones that we normally get, I wanted to get the one that we grew up eating.
Oh, that'd be cool. And that'd be good memories for them.
You know what came up in my Facebook memories was when we did a game night a couple of years ago, and I remember after you had gone and gotten a king cake, and I just stood in your hotel room with you and your family, and I stuffed myself with that king cake. So and then you were like, take some more for your room. And I'm like, okay.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better. That and king cake and crawfish may be the greatest things ever known to human being. Maybe a little bit of jambalaya.
Where's the
I'm down
lie?
With that too. I mean, there's so much good stuff. Like my dad is making a big thing of hogshead cheese for me to take home, which is basically like boudin outside of the wrapper. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait to get there.
Be fun, man.
So what I think I'm going to do now is let you guys do the podcast, and I'm going to leave because I want to get to Dad's as soon as possible.
We got some great stuff coming up, though, after the podcast that you may have missed on the show, and I would love to tell you what they are, but I forget.
We have Ross Martin, who is an ad exec. Mm-hmm. He did things for the NFL. He's done campaigns for HBO, TikTok, all that stuff. Also, Darius Rucker, Beers and Sunshine, huge song, and we're going to talk with him about that and so much more.
Cool.
I've got a long drive ahead of me, and I want to get up to Mom and Dad's as soon as possible. Love you guys. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Before I leave here, before I get on the road, I got to get new windshield wipers.
They'll put them on for you if you want.
What, really?
Oh, yeah.
They'll put them on for free.
Done. Oh. All right. Well, y'all have a good one. Patrick, you're back in here just in time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Again, interviews coming up right after this jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darius Rucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big B and Bubba.
Woo! Dude, man, so many people. I got to get this out of the way because they think it is the greatest thing. When we said that we were having you on the show, they're like, oh, you got to ask them about paying for the people's food. Dude.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing to me that that's on the news.
Well, Darius picked up the tab at an IHOP for like the people there, and like it was like all over Twitter and Facebook for like 3 days.
That's so stupid. Why can't we get press for that?
It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. Like, I've done that a few times, and I just did it and left. I didn't think it was going to be in the news, and then a couple of days later, I was like, wow. I mean, there's too much going on to talk about that, isn't there?
Yeah, a little bit. There's a couple things happening in the world. I don't know. Yeah, it's like, I always think back to like the Christmas thing, where you have the secret Santa goes into Walmart and pays off the layaways and all that kind of stuff. You do know that that's usually the store that does that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like people.
No.
People don't realize that. Yeah, the store does it because it gets people talking about. Oh my gosh, they paid it off, so more people go shop there, hoping that somebody else pays off their stuff.
Oh.
It's brilliant marketing.
Didn't know that.
Maybe that's what you were doing without even thinking about it, Darius. Maybe whenever you paid their IHOP tab, that was brilliant marketing.
I'm not that smart, man. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, by the way, congrats on Beers and Sunshine. I know this is a huge hit, of course, and this whole year has been so wonky and stuff. Anytime you get some good news at all, it's everyone's kind of grasping for straws. And man, this thing came out and was just a smash. Congrats to it, and I know you're looking forward to getting out on the road.
I am, man. That's the thing that's just so crazy right now. I want to play shows so bad, and you look at everything that's going on and you're just praying that it happens faster than it seems to be happening. But that song, man, just to have a positive, fun song on the radio right now doing all this stuff and have it doing so well, that feels good. And you're right, I want to get out and play.
Well, I think that's what we all want. We want beers and we want sunshine and we want it now.
Yeah.
We're going to throw a fit like Veruca Salt in Willy Wonka. I want my beers and sunshine now, Mommy!
Jeez. Y'all are crazy.
Did you ever, Darius, you ever see the new one with, what's his face?
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, did you like it?
Yes, of course. I liked it, not as much the original. Gene Wilder will always be Willy Wonka to me, but I got, I think Tim Burton directed it, so I got the quirkiness of it and what they were going for, but I'm an original. I liked it a lot, but the original, my Willy Wonka.
Darius Rucker is joining us, you can reach out to him on all of his social media. Do you do all your stuff, or do you do some of it, or how do you handle it?
I'll do some Twitter and some Instagram, but that's about it. I'm not very good at that stuff, man.
Well, and also, like, how many artists do we know that get on there and they do it, and then they say something that they think is fine, and they get lit up because they offended someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or they post a picture of their kid on a boat without a life jacket.
Who did that?
Yeah.
I think that was Marin, wasn't it?
They post a picture somewhere without a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, man.
What are you doing at your house on your back porch without a mask? How dare you? You should have a triple mask on. Do you know what kind of air you have in Charleston? What?
Charleston is Corona Central.
Oh, man. Everywhere is Corona Central.
God, what's the worst, though, guys, is when you're halfway to the door or already to the door, the grocery or wherever you're going, and you go, Kah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
The walk of shame back to your car.
Yes.
You want to kill somebody. Like, not halfway. When you get to the door and you realize, I don't have a mask, and you turn around and walk all the way back to your car, you want to kill somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you don't even want to go to the store anymore. You get back to your car, you just get in, you
just
leave.
Just
you
leave.
Concede defeat.
I get, like, I'm not sure. Like, it's, you can kind of tell the people are really, really wiggy about mask and all that kind of stuff. You're at the store and like they're looking at something on the shelf and like you're wanting to get something too, but you have to stand back and let them finish.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just reach across, but you're like, you can just tell they're
that
tight.
You don't want to violate their space.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Get called out.
Yep.
And it's usually some elderly lady who's really taking her time.
Yes, exactly right.
You wait behind her and you let her do your thing. But you're like, man, the old lady just reached around and grabbed what I needed.
Of course, yeah. Like, and the thing is, why can't we still do that? Like, that's not going to give anyone the coronavirus because I'm reaching across to get a whatever.
You don't know that. You don't know. How dare you assume? Yeah, we're in crazy world now, man. I'm sorry. I am so ready for crazy world to be done.
I just want
life back. And I think that's also the thing, too, is I'm kind of getting tired of everybody going, I want life back one day. We need life back now.
Yeah. Now. I agree. It's funny, but I was saying to somebody the other day, like, no matter what, when you have grandkids, like, I don't want to do this day. Do you know what happened in 2020? It's going to be awesome.
Do you hate doing interviews? I always think it's such a hard, you never know who you're going to get as far as who's interviewing you. So you don't know if you have to carry the conversation, if you have to, like,
you don't know, you're gonna play a dumb game with radio people.
You mean like something we would normally do?
We don't do so much of that anymore.
But we've been known to slide one in there.
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah, but sure. But I think we've changed. Like, we don't do quite as dumb stuff as we used to.
Well, here we go. We're doing a taste test. This one is called Homegrown Honey or Not.
And, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I was thinking the other day when maybe lock them doors. Josh came in and he had another kid. He's got like 12 kids, and he came in, and Josh is very like, he's low key, and you're really kind of not sure how to take him sometimes.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you don't know if he's in a bad mood or if he. I think he's kind of shy, just naturally.
Yeah, shy. Yeah.
And we asked him to do a taste test of baby food,
dude.
And I was thinking this is going to be a great idea, dude. It was the biggest. He hated it. And I was like, and then we're halfway in the middle of it, and I'm like, do I punt?
Yeah, you couldn't punt at that point because you had to go for the payoff.
Then I felt like, I was like, oh my God, we're like the schmaltzy, hey, everybody, it's Weenie in the Butt. And God, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but that was the day I was kind of like, you know what?
No more of that.
Maybe we should just kind of back off on doing the stupidity.
Darius, I don't know if we've ever done that to you. Had you do something really dumb? We're going to apologize.
Really
we want to apologize. Just
apologize. Just because. Sure. I think the only thing we ever did, Darius, was get him some money with that.
That you did.
With that.
Oh, that apartment complex.
Yeah,
the apartment complex thing.
Yeah.
That's one of those mornings. Somebody's like, you got to call Big D and Bubba. Okay.
Yeah, they had some people steal his image, for those of you who don't know. They were using it as the American family. Look, here we are. Rent our places. It was Darius Rucker. So it looked like he endorsed it.
Yeah. I was like, really? Nobody, like, worked? Nobody told you that was me?
Yeah.
Like,
how's that make you feel?
So nobody said to you, hey, that's Darius Rucker. Okay.
How about when they called and they said, hey, that's Darius Rucker, and they went, who? What?
Exactly.
You've been
what?
What?
Who's that?
Anyway. Well, we hope you're doing well, man. And
I am.
We can't wait till you get back in the studio and hang with us. We love you, and we'd love to see you and touch you.
Love you guys, man. You guys always have fun with you, man.
Let's get together and touch each other. You want to?
Whatever it takes.
God, let's.
It's 21 now.
Hold on, wait. I have to think real hard. Let me pull my mask down so I can concentrate.
What if Darius comes in and he's the first person that we spoon?
The first person in over a year.
Yeah, you want to be in the middle? Darius?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be the cream filling.
It's like a backwards Oreo.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely want to be that guy.
Hey, we'll get some press out of that for sure.
I think we just did.
That picture's going to go everywhere. That's going to go viral. Yeah.
All right, brother. We love you, man. Take care.
Take care, you guys.
Bye.
Everybody pick up beers and sunshine because it's awesome.
Winning advertising executive Ross Martin, his agency is called Known. His ad agency is behind some great campaigns for the NFL, TikTok, HBO, and more, and talking about the commercials that are going to be in this weekend's Super Bowl.
And by the way, Known is KNOWN. I was like, Known? I don't know why. For some reason, I had to double check how to spell it because I'm a goofball.
What's up, fellas? It's great to be on your show. I'm a big fan, and I got to tell you, there's a couple things in your shop that I am coveting right now, so I hope people are buying your gear.
Well, which one is that?
That's a great ad exec right there.
I know, he's
pushing the merch. Love that.
No, you guys, you nailed it with the 17 cap, the blue one with the mesh back, and it is dope. And then that's the one that I want, and then I'm going to buy it, but I want other people to buy it. And then the other is the game day event cup, because it's the red normal pilot cups, which is boring, but you want like the Big D and Bubba on it.
Yeah.
So that when you're playing beer pong or you're just drinking with your wings, like, you got to have that.
Of course. That's that's how we get through a show. We drink and get buzzed before the show starts. And that's how we get
Same
through.
Same here. That's how I come up with these ads. That's how we're doing it. You know, I mean, otherwise they would suck.
I saw, it was really kind of, I was really shocked that, you know, was it Budweiser, I think Coke, or whoever, not doing anything. Did they think that it was just going to look bad?
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, Budweiser and Coca-Cola have gotten more attention for not spending millions of dollars in the Super Bowl than they probably would have had they spent it, right?
True.
We're talking about it. It's on every show today, yesterday. Everyone's talking about this.
Yeah.
But there's really two reasons, if we're going to be like honest about it, because you guys are on your show honest about stuff. Like, there's two reasons. One is I'm just not sure what to say as a brand. And the other is, I'm just too scared to mess it up.
Yeah.
And like, look, advertising executives, brand leaders, chief marketing officers, you know, they're smart people. They're creative and courageous. But in a moment like this, you're going to stand in the middle of a pandemic in front of 100 million people, and you're going to say something about your brand. You better damn well know what you need to say, what you want to say, and what they want to hear from you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then just sit down and sit this one out.
Well, I mean, and I tell you, every year I see a commercial and I always go, like, because, you know, you get a bunch of people around, you get a party or whatever, and everyone kind of settles down and watches the commercials. And how many times you see one, you kind of go, I always go, oh my gosh, what a waste of money.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
The message is off sometimes. Sometimes the humor is off. You have to know the room. You have to be able to gauge the room. And a lot of times they just miss the target.
And it's all tested. Don't they test that stuff, Ross, before they even get to that point?
Most of the time. You'd be surprised. Sometimes no. But also, you know, you talk about, like, know the room. We've never been in a room like this before. It's the first time we're playing a Super Bowl in a pandemic. Right? So, like, nobody's done this before.
Yeah,
and,
but I think,
you know,
of, like,
a lot of marketers...
I think of the Gulf War. I remember, like Coca-Cola did the same thing in 1991. They pulled their commercial, because I was a kid, but I still remember there was supposed to be this big, fancy Coke commercial, and then they didn't do it. So I guess there's some of that. I got to tell you though, I can predict the future. This is going to be the show on Monday. Big D will come in and he will say, "Man, commercials just weren't any good this year."
I say
every year.
I'm so hard.
You guys are not going to say that about one of my spots.
Which one is yours?
You're not.
Which one is yours?
So we have two. We have one is the NFL shop where you can buy, you know, merch, just like your store. Same kind of thing. In fact, they should be selling your stuff in the NFL shop.
Because the sizes.
The other is a human first. It's a historic mission to outer space. It's Inspiration 4. It's the first ever all civilian mission to outer space, and we're giving away two seats on the rocket.
Oh my gosh!
I want to win that.
Are you kidding me? How cool is that? Wow!
I mean, there's two ways to win it, right? If you want the inside track, one, move your shop over to shift4shop.com, which is an e-commerce site.
Okay.
And then make a video, which you guys do all day long anyway, about why you guys should go to outer space. That's the easy way. That's free. Not the only way to do anything. Just move your e-commerce platform over there, and it's free. And it's a great, great new platform for e-commerce. The other is make a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And we've already raised a few million dollars in the last 24 hours, but we're on our way to raising $200 million for St. Jude, the biggest amount ever raised for them. And all the people who donate are eligible for one of the seats.
I do have one question. Do the spacesuits, are they in a 3XL size? Because if not, there's no point.
Are they pear-shaped or are they tapered? We need to know these things.
A couple things about that. One, they have a little give, right?
All right.
But there's no question. The seat is a little – it's a little tight quarters in there. You're going up for like 3 to 4 days, but you've got like 8 or 10 months to exercise getting ready for it, you know?
True. Good point. Good point. And you'll be waitless, so you won't feel quite the... Can you imagine after us being waitless for 3 days and trying to walk with our big, fat bodies, we would just collapse.
I'm with you guys. I haven't felt waitless in a very long time. Yeah.
Ross, thank you. Again, this has been a very fun conversation. We're all excited to see what goes down on Sunday, the game, which, by the way, our eggs predicted Kansas City will win. Also to check out your ads. I think that's pretty cool.
It is interesting. Real quick, hey, Ross, what's the site that people can go if they want to move their stuff over? Like, I got the message from the merch site already, but what's the site?
Shift4Shop.com. Shift4Shop.com. It's amazing. It's free. It's an incredible e-commerce platform.
And is it a number four or the word four?
The number four.
Gotcha. Okay, shift four.
And call me. I'll hook you up. Make sure you get it right.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Ross Martin, everyone. Hey, Ross, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
You guys, too. I love your show. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Ross. Bye.